Oh, no, you know who he is? He's the guy who shot himself out of a cannon.
Oh, yeah.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down the front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
I like potatoes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Burrito, you drinking a beer, buddy?
I am drinking a beer.
Wow. What are you drinking on?
Wow.
It's called Cosmic Prairie.
Wow.
It's a real ale. It's a wheat beer with pineapple.
Wow. Make it come taste good. You hear that? Ladies.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm drinking something.
Tell us about it, Brian!
Ooh,
yeah, what are you drinking?
It's a Coca-Cola Zero, a very small can, 7.5 flat ounces.
No, that's life-size. That's regular size can. He's just a big dude.
I'm so thirsty. This tiny American Coke will not satisfy my hunger.
He puts it next to his dick to make it bigger.
You should fucking send dick pics with that fucking Coke can. Look, almost as tall as this can. Almost as wide, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Almost as tall as it is wide. And we go to The Reflex by Duran Duran.
Can you play this for us? What's the deal with this? Why'd you bring this in?
So it was like an 80s song that I heard on the radio. The Reflex by Duran Duran.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know this song.
That was actually like one of their hugest songs.
I didn't know. I forgot. I never realized that.
Also a song covered by Less Than Jake, so I thought I'd bring that up.
You know, Duran Duran's a band I get confused with a lot of other bands that start with D. Oh.
But what's the song you go to when you think of
Hungry Duran? Like a Wolf?
Yeah, that's where I go to. That's what.
See, I just found out that Duran Duran sang Hungry by the Wolf.
Like, yeah, like I found that out today too when I looked them up to see.
Oh, you guys were tuning in.
I learned. I fucking learned that right now.
Yeah. I think of Rio.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But I didn't even know this one was.
His name is Rio. That one.
Yeah.
About a hooker.
Is it?
Yeah.
Probably.
In Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah. Hey, you've heard of the place?
Art, so what's...
I don't really
want to
like
talk about the song
music.
You got a follow-up?
I was just saying if there were, like, any fans in the house.
Of Duran Duran?
I did have, like, an 80s mix. I think I probably talked about it. An 80s
CD. They were on there?
They were on that. Or it was, like, Hungry Like a Wolf was on there. Sister Christian was on there by...
I don't think I really got that heavy into 80s music, like, ever.
I
mean,
like most
Michael Jackson's 80s music, right?
My nickel box.
What's most? That?
Yeah, I just
like
don't
the whole
like
decade
that.
Is in your nickel box.
I don't like the sound of synth? Stereotypical 80s.
That's
yeah,
wow, the synth go hit for him,
it.
And I mean, I can feel that too,
dude. Now, when I watch an old movie and it has like that synth, that cheesy synth,
the
soundtrack, I love it. I can't get enough of that sound, dude.
Wow,
like in a John Hughes movie or something.
Wow.
So when you think of the 80s bands and that kind of music, like what comes to mind?
Wet.
Like Take On Me by A-ha.
Wet, sure. Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
I think like stylistically, a lot of vocals were wet.
Boxy Suits.
Very wet.
Boxy
Reverb.
Suits. Hair.
Wet.
Wet. Dry hair, but wet vocals.
Yeah. I think about my childhood.
Dexy's Midnight Runner.
Sure. That's a great song. Come on, Eileen. Come on,
yeah.
Me, please.
I mean, I think, oh.
What?
Hey, Dexy. He's still around?
How about we
midnight run up his ass?
Yeah. Hey, Dexy, I know. Or hey, Eileen, I know I'm... Wait. Never mind.
Dexy.
Yeah. I know, but like, Dexy, you know, I know we're normally...
What's the ultimate
80s I know we're normally
song?
Coming on Eileen, but maybe we can mix it up tonight and you guys can come on me, huh?
Come on, I mean. Ultimate 80s song.
Just one song to represent all of 80s pop music?
I'm
a chameleon.
Wow.
But you would put that in your Tinder box.
Maybe.
I was thinking Real American Hero by Hulk Hogan.
Really? Is that 80s though?
It was early 90s.
I feel like it was early
90s. I'm a real American.
The ultimate 80s song. I mean, Karma Chameleon is pretty fucking 80s,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Something by Boy George.
What is this? Real American. That was definitely the 80s sound.
That
man.
Sounds pretty 80s.
Early
yeah.
90s.
It's an 80s sound, yeah.
It might be a too late. It might be a 1990s, didn't know it was over yet situation. Oh my God.
This is my campaign sucks. Song, dude.
I feel like my parents listened song. A lot more to like 70s music.
Yeah, of course.
So
like
I think.
Steely Dan?
Like Steely Dan.
Like disco music.
Yeah, same. And, yeah. I think we all of our yeah. parents listened to disco. My parents yeah. didn't. My parents didn't listen to 80s music. They hated it. They were too old for it. But it was like one of the first like things besides country music that I like discovered and thought was cool. It was just something that I just stumbled upon and I thought it was, you know, when I first downloaded LimeWire, I was going back and I was listening to 80s.
Well, really got you with 80s music.
Do you remember a song specifically that you downloaded from not LimeWire? Like, I need to find more of this.
Yeah, it was the Sister Christian song.
Oh wow.
Motor from Boogie Nights.
What's the price?
Yeah, I
you guys remember that?
Yeah.
With a roller skate girl.
Fat Cock Wahlberg.
It was a kid throwing the little firecrackers.
Oh, yeah.
And like the guy that was
the climax
was the guy that played Doc Ock in Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with Boogie Nights.
Nerd now, guys.
I just remember Heather Graham. That's about it.
Oh, her big fat titties on roller skates.
Full frontal.
Oh, she showed her bush too.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Fuck.
You can see Volvo.
Now you gotta go back.
You know,
two things.
After that, I think she refused to show her tits on screen.
Yeah.
And guess what happened to her career?
Oh my God! Is there a line? I feel like there was an abundance of girls with kind of messed up grills.
Around that time?
Yeah.
Name one. I was going with like Mira Sorvino. Her grill was pretty messed up.
Carmen Electra? Does she have fucked up teeth?
I mean, fine. I feel like it's just like a teeth thing, but not like, it's just like off. Like attractively off. You know what I mean? Is Heather Graham's teeth like that, or am I making that up?
I don't know.
Hold Heather Graham's second, teeth.
Hang on. Hold Gemini, on, wait, hold wait, wait a second.
Whoa.
Imagine, dude. Okay, we got young Brian, dude. He's
yeah.
probably about 11, 12.
Dick in
dude.
Hand.
Hasn't
no.
dropped a load yet.
I haven't dropped a load. I haven't even jerked off yet. I'm
this
just
is
there,
what inspires
and I'm
you.
I'm thinking about Jamie, dude. Girl Jamie.
Jamie.
And I think I'm like, maybe she likes me. Maybe she doesn't like me. She probably doesn't like me. Who would like me?
And then fucking motoring comes
motoring
in.
Comes
you know what?
She, yeah, she does
Jamie
like me.
Jamie does like
and
me.
And guess what, dude? She didn't.
Well, Jamie's yeah. missing out because she could have been jamming to motoring.
That's right. God, she's. I look like I.
Yeah. Show me teeth.
Oh,
like Keira Knightley.
I mean, it's not.
I feel like she had like off
short.
Like,
some of them are short.
No, I was thinking like her canines were.
Oh, look at
were
that.
Weird.
Like a little bit.
Sure.
Oh, this is older. I'd let her be my mommy. Oh, this is cool. What is this song? Jamie
by Weezer.
God, I forgot about that one.
Dude. No, you didn't. You never you forgot
like
about Jamie.
That's a good song.
Dude, yeah, see, Gemini hates Weezer, dude.
That's
that was
okay.
from the Clerks soundtrack.
Jamie.
The first one? Not the Clerks. I think it was Jay and Silent Bob. No, that was Suzanne. I totally messed up there.
Oh.
Well, that was a nice trip down the 80s lane.
Maybe that you guys fucking hate it.
Speaking of current events, Art the Arbiter missed out on his free Mexican pizza. How could you?
Can you guys believe that? I should have said a calendar event.
How could you?
I saw they said they were out, right?
No, I wasn't a victim of them being sold out. I was a victim of not using my coupon.
You weren't a victim of forced scarcity?
Wait, nah, I could have got my hands on it had I remembered.
Wow.
Wait, did the free Mexican pizza like expire or something? What happened? Why?
Yeah, the coupon did.
Oh, you know, you can app? Still get it, mm-hmm. but it'll be a Mexican pizza that's a day old.
A day old?
Yeah.
Like they do
like
with
the
bread?
Mexican pizza expired on the coupon uh-huh. date. So you can still go get it, but they'll give you one as old as the coupon.
I would buy that. I wish that were the rule.
Yeah. Just give me an old one.
Yeah. Now I'm remembering last week where you were like, I was talking to that Mexican girl. I'm like, do you ever eat Mexican pizza? Oh, I'm sorry. You probably call it. You probably call it pizza.
You just call it pizza.
Got jokes!
That was a Gemini joke.
It's a little Gemini gem.
I was free for you, Brian, but points if it gets
get
in the
you
movie.
Some little red panties.
Yeah, it was a little red panties.
By the way, update on the whether or not I'm driving to Mexico. I'm not going to drive to Mexico.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I'm not going to drive.
Did you find some stuff out?
No, I just like, I guess the novelty wore off.
Gas prices.
I mean, what if like he like met halfway?
I bet I would.
Like
we just kind of
still not worth it.
We kind of stopped talking, you know.
Still gonna be like $100 for just gas.
Yeah, but I mean, it's $100 for some crumbs of pussy.
Crumbs, I say.
Yeah, measly crumbs, dude.
I think you probably get a little bit more than crumbs.
I would probably more than measly crumbs. She said, you came out this way. I want to be hospitable.
Might get herpes.
That's you might get more than crumbs of pussy.
Yeah, crumbs for life.
You might get barnacles.
Barna-fucking-coles.
Barna-fucking-coles. Barn-uncles.
Hospitable, more like swallowable?
Wow, there it is.
Wait, what?
Or just hospitable.
Wait, like she's swallowing or swab? Is it swab or swallow?
Swallow.
Swallowable.
Flip a coin.
Swallowable. Okay. Well, we'll fucking send that around and, you know, what is it called when they brainstorm an idea?
Think tank?
Think tank.
Kind of.
Writer's room.
Yeah, kind of.
Hive mind.
Anyway, we'll do that for this. We'll do that for this one as well.
We'll workshop it?
Workshopping.
Yeah. J-Mark, cut that.
Yeah.
All of it!
Cut direct to workshop. Actually, cut 23 minutes from this one. Rotisserie chicken.
All right, guys. I got a scenario for you. We talked about checks in a recent episode where you get like a double check and... Do you cash that second check? And
are you cashing a double chicken?
Yeah, I'm cashing in some rotisserie here.
Oh, now, are you returning a rotisserie chicken you purchased?
No, man.
That sounds like such an art thing to do.
Why?
I don't know. Because you'd be cheap enough to do it.
I returned underwear that I tried on to Walmart.
So it sounds like a Brian thing to do.
It sounds like a Brian thing to do.
You returned underwear.
I did return underwear.
If you cut open the rotisserie chicken, there's another rotisserie chicken inside.
Wow, like a chicken.
That's surreal.
A chicken. Like a turducken, but just chicken.
Or it was pink in the middle.
A chicken.
It was still undercooked.
Anyway.
Here's your setup.
Yeah.
All right, and this is like what you guys would do. Being the slam citizens,
I keep seeing the penis through the portal.
The gentlemen scholars.
You're
in the line at the checkout line, and there's a lady in front of you, and she's unloading her groceries with her young daughter. And in the cart, did I ever tell the story to you guys?
I don't know.
Laying it down,
maybe.
Like, in the cart, she has a little job-seeking guide.
Oh, no.
You know?
Like a newspaper?
No, like the little handouts they get for free at the exit.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
No. That's like where they keep like the Chronicle or like the real estate guide or something like that. There's like the job seeking guide.
What does it have?
Am I making this up? Jobs.
Yeah, but like
places to apply. Like maybe you scan QR codes nowadays.
It feels insane.
Yeah, that's weird.
A job seeking guide?
No, I never saw it.
No, I mean, it seems fine, like, back when print was the only way to get
like
stuff out.
Like job postings? Oh, but someone getting that and actually,
and then the job's still being available by the time of publication.
Maybe. Seems I don't know. Sensitive. For some reason, I translated this thing in her cart as, like, a job-seeking guide.
Okay, sure. Maybe it was.
It could have been the classified
ads. Old.
I don't know.
It's probably the old cars.
I think she printed out Craigslist jobs, okay? That's what it looked like.
Okay, and she's highlighted just through them.
Yeah, cross out the one she's already visited.
She stapled them in the corner, perfect 45-degree angle.
Anyways, this has to do with a story, okay?
Sure. So
she's checking out all the groceries and stuff with her child, and then she pays with her, like, food stamp card.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, and on this conveyor, they had a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
And
after they used
the food stamp card, there was a balance left for the rotisserie chicken.
Because it's like a service
because
item.
Because it's like prepared food.
Right.
So they had to shell out the cash to buy the chicken, but instead, they had it stricken and brought back, you know, the cashier takes it.
Yeah, yeah.
So... let's say you said, hey, let me get that for you. And you like pay for it.
Yeah.
Is that charity, random act of kindness, or flexing?
Or
all
simping.
The above. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like some like middle-aged lady and her child.
I don't want to fuck her in this scenario.
I don't know. You might, Brian, but I think they were just like everyday people to me. But there was a scenario.
Yeah, they're regular, so you do want to fuck with
like job guy. Oh, yeah, by paying for an $8 rotisserie chicken, you're going to get some head?
I mean, it's better than paying for $100 in gas, right?
Yeah, I'll give them that.
Yeah. Wait, so look, there's just Mexican in front of me buying a rotisserie chicken, or I could go to Mexico? I mean, what do you...
Right. I could have it local.
Mexican. Oh, I'm sorry.
They're just people.
I could have it locally, or I could cross the border. Anyway...
Real just story kidding. Is, I didn't do Burrito. Shit. I just absorbed the whole situation. I was like, wow, that's like a good conversation.
See, like, it would tug at my heartstrings.
Yeah, of course.
It would.
And that's why I even bring it up.
But I feel like it's a kind of a common occurrence to them, to the where they're just like, oh yeah, just go ahead and take it off, to where I'm thinking more about it than they're thinking about it.
Yeah. It's almost like shaming them to pay for that chicken.
It might be embarrassing too.
Yeah, you don't want to like put them out and be
that's
like,
that's why
hey,
I do shit.
I'm gonna
that's
fucking
my reason.
Hey, no, I'll take care of that, sweetheart. Just yeah, put yeah, that one on my tab. Wait, how much was it? $7? Yeah. Oh,
hey,
is there like a coupon
way,
or something?
I got $7.
Listen, baby,
let's just,
girl.
Let's just say I got $7.
Look, if we're talking about disposable income, I got $7. Yeah. No, it does feel like imposition, but it also feels like...
Imposition?
Yeah, because
you... Quantum here?
No, like you'd be imposing
no,
on...
Apollo.
Yeah, but it's like you would want to do
superposition.
It.
Superposition!
You would want to do it, and you would feel like you're doing a good thing, because you've built up the scenario in your head.
So you're saying flexing.
You're a hero.
Right, but it's not, it's not for them.
No. Yeah, it is
it's
for you.
It's for you.
Yeah.
So, like mind your own business, basically.
So it's not a random act of kindness if you were the person that did that.
Random act of kindness.
You know the pay it forward kind of thing at the drive-thru bullshit?
No, I hate it.
But I'm just saying, is that a random act of kindness, charity, or flexing?
No, that's a, it's
no,
a
it's
fucking
just being
trend.
Pressured. It's being pressured into doing something.
The IRL meme.
The first person pressured everyone else, and people are just afraid to be the one that's.
Or they're
it.
Using it to up their profile. Like if they just picked up trash and said fucking nothing about it.
Yeah. Instead of hashtag pay
that's,
it forward.
Yeah.
Any random act of kindness that's public is for you and for them. There's also an argument to say, even though it might be for you, it's still like a net good in the world. Even if you're doing something selfishly. And it's good for
selflessly?
Them.
Selflessly?
Well, no, you don't even have to do it self. You can do it.
You can do it selfishly.
And it's still
and
good.
And it's still a net
still
good because
good
you did
do,
do a good thing. Even though you did it for yourself and not for, quote unquote, the right reasons.
It doesn't
it
matter.
It got done and it was a good thing that happened.
Where are you at, Burrito?
I don't ever go through those lines.
Burrito never puts himself. Burrito never puts himself.
You're talking about you're talking about being amongst.
You're saying
no, he only shops at Central fucking Market. Yeah, and they're never returning rotisserie chicken.
They got $7.
Yeah, look, Central Market doesn't even take Wick, okay?
This is a setup, Burrito.
They actually do.
I go through the...
We don't care where you go through. This is a setup.
Yeah. It happened, okay?
You're standing there, seeing this go down.
Don't pay attention.
Do you know what hypothetical situation means,
yeah,
Burrito?
Do you know empathy or no?
Do you know metal analysis?
Yeah, metal analysis?
It's 100% pure plutonium.
I probably would not offer either, because I'm not like that.
Burrito's not an interjector.
Yeah.
He's a bystander.
He's like John Lennon. He beats his wife. No, he lets it be.
John Lennon beats his wife.
What? He's a notorious wife beater.
He beat his wife a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, allegedly.
He allegedly beat the fuck out of her.
I don't know which parallel you guys are in, but that's not what I
think. The real ass one? Ask his son?
I don't know if it's true or not, but it's definitely on the streets. That's what they're saying about John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Back when it was okay, though.
That's true.
Hey.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
Hey, there was no such thing as marital rape.
Hey, brother, I'm with you on that, dude.
Yeah. Pre-woke.
When the streets had no name.
It was in the Bible.
It was in the Bible with a lot of other things in the Bible. A
lot of no-nos.
Yeah, there's that one story where the two daughters, I think I told you about this because I'm reading up on the Bible.
You're talking about Isaiah.
The two daughters, they jumped their dad.
Meaning,
like, they're like, hey, we've been outcast from society, but God told us to make the earth bear our children.
Yeah.
And there were no other dudes, so they gave your dad alcohol and then slept with him.
Yeah.
And then the next night, the other one did it.
You know, it's weird. There's always a moment in an episode where you say something that you have no idea is going to make me hard, and then it does.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Hey,
and
it's
that's the moment. Just this.
Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, it sounds
that's
fucking
what Brian
sexy,
was doing,
dude.
But...
Dude, getting double teamed?
Yeah.
By your
sisters.
Own daughters? Your
well,
sister?
Don't
oh,
say
sorry.
Your own daughters.
No, sorry.
By sisters. Yes.
I'm not related to them. Sisters.
That's how you phrase that.
Got
double teamed by sisters. Look, they wanted my...
He's bragging at the country club, dude. He's like, yeah, these two sisters came up, dude. They fucking fucked my ass. Oh, wait. Not
Dad!
Oh, did I mention they're my daughters?
Hey, up high.
Hello,
that
brother.
Was double X. Quantimino.
Hello, daughters.
That
hello,
came from
father.
Rotisserie Chicken. We're just out here.
Just doing the taking the primrose path. That's not what it's called.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, Why wait? Julio will be diversified holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Starting on a sad note.
Oh, no.
Crazed customer busted in shooting of Chinese food delivery man.
Oh, no.
What? Damn.
Over duck sauce.
What? Oh, wow.
Why did you bring this up?
Because of the duck sauce.
Duck sauce.
What the fuck it is going on with duck
you know
sauce?
What? It wasn't the about food the delivery duck sauce. Guy, if the food delivery guy had some duck sauce, he would have dodged them bullets.
Probably.
Duck sauce. Mean?
If he had the supply on him.
No, if he had the if he could, if he had the sauce to duck.
Oh, I got you, man. This guy got jokes.
Hey, if he had some duck sauce, he would have dodged some bullets. Hey, I will be here all night.
Man, even you ducking, dude.
Yeah, dodge some shit.
If he had that sauce.
So you said he should have had dodge sauce.
Duck sauce. You can duck out of the way of bullets. Yeah,
why would you say dodge?
What if we're shooting at the ground? Ducking won't do shit.
Okay, what?
Did he get his feet clipped?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Then dodging it is.
Dodging it is.
You're right.
Maybe he should have had dodge sauce.
Yeah.
Fuck me. He should have had dodge sauce.
Obviously.
Oh, fuck me. He should have had some dodge sauce. He should have had dodge sauce.
Glenn Hirsch, 51, man. Why?
That's it. That's it.
Drag him.
Why would he
drag him?
It's like, we don't give a shit what this guy's name is.
Yeah, no.
Well, let's mention it anyways.
Look, if they, no.
Guess what, dude? Stop putting it on the fucking
news. I don't
notes.
Put it. The news puts it.
The news wants us to drag
you
know, him.
You should have redacted this if you didn't this want me to dox
him. This is a public forum.
Yeah. Do you think Glenn Hirsch is a mugshotty or no?
No.
I'm going to guess at 51. He's probably past his mugshotty prime.
Way too
maybe
much
got
duck
like
sauce.
Maybe got like some George Clooney mugshotty.
Oh, maybe.
But I think he got a tinge of, crazy in those eyes.
Can I just say this probably isn't about the duck sauce? I mean, the duck sauce was the final straw.
Is so it if you're wearing Glenn Hirsch's shoes, Brian, what is it about?
I mean, I got my bitch ex-wife on my case, dude.
Yeah.
Alimony payments.
Fuck!
Child support.
I got child support. I've never even met the fucking kid.
20% out your check.
20%
like
out
that.
Your check, dude. Out like
out
that.
Your check.
What'd you
like
order
that.
From this Chinese restaurant?
What? Like some duck?
Some
yeah, sure, maybe.
No, duck sauce isn't necessarily
no,
for ducks.
Yeah, for like me it is.
Yeah. You only have Glenn Hirsch only eats duck. With duck sauce. It's called duck sauce. I want the sauce with the duck. No, you know what happened? The guy actually brought duck sauce, but Glenn Hirsch thought it was like duck jus.
Yeah, exactly.
He wanted the jus to dip the duck in. Duck gravy. That's what I mean by duck sauce. You guys call this duck sauce? This yellow shit?
And plastic packets?
This yellow orange shit with like shit in it? This ain't duck sauce.
I've made duck. I've ringed out a duck.
Yeah.
It don't look like this.
It's a little more red. You want some duck sausage?
So he orders a Peking duck. He wants the duck sauce with it.
Yeah.
But his idea of duck sauce.
It's like an au jus kind of sauce and maybe like a styrofoam container.
Yeah. I would love some duck sauce.
All that the driver has is that
real duck sauce. Yeah, duck sauce.
In the packet.
Hot mustard.
That says duck sauce on it.
Yeah.
And he gets capped.
Yeah. But anyways, he was projecting all this onto the guy. You know, he had a lot of shit
Brian
going on.
Went and put
his
shoes
on. You don't actually have to pay alimony if you're in jail.
Or that's true.
Because you have no income.
Maybe that's what he meant the whole time.
They probably freeze
back it. Back tax
it's
you?
Probably waiting for you. It's definitely
on
waiting
the other
for
side.
You.
Not if you get life.
Yeah, not if you just. That's true.
I mean, it was murder. Murder was the case that they gave him.
Speaking of the cases, what your sex or lack thereof say about your relationship?
Wow.
That's so I didn't read the story at all.
Hey,
so like,
me neither.
Invent the news.
Okay.
Did you read the sex story?
I didn't read this one.
All right, so here's a Gemini confession. I've never sent a dick pic.
Wow. You know,
well, not my
about
own.
This on the
not
show.
Not my own dick. I've sent several dick pics, okay?
Yeah.
But these are like open source dick pics. Like these are memes. These are dick pic memes.
I'll tell you this. In the past, I'd say decade just because of the climate. And this is better anyways. But I've not sent a dick pic that was not asked for. And there's a lot of...
And that's what sexting is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women out there asking
It's
for
not
dick
just dick pics. I mean, you could be like, I guess, cyber sexing, where you're just like talking about all the fucking nasty
like
shit.
Like what you're going to do to her on the subway?
Yeah, I'm not going to eat your box. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I'm not going down there.
That's kind of...
Unless it tastes like 7-Up.
Lemon lime.
Does your shit taste like 7-Up? Well, I ain't going down.
That's right.
Don't go down unless it's 7-Up.
That is kind of my style at sexting, is just telling them that I'm not going to do something.
Mm-hmm. I ain't doing that.
Send me a picture of your butthole.
They ever ask you for that?
Holy. No, I've gotten to send me a picture of your butt, and I was like, you're not going to like it.
Are you sure?
And I did. I was like, okay, here it is.
Here it is. There's a crack in my ass.
Never heard back.
They saw it back, never heard back. Turn tail and run.
Cakes, dude. You've seen me in real life.
Turn
I do not...
tail and run.
Yeah, that's right. What made you think of it? Because I always talk about sexting.
Yeah, man, you're the professional.
Do you not, have you,
dude,
with the wife, like, dude? You don't sex with the wives?
Why do you need to do that?
Well, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, it's just like, I'm not sending her dick pics, though.
Well, she probably doesn't want one.
Yeah, she's like, it's fucking in detail. You know, you could see it in 3D. You know what? You can experience the 4D. You can experience the full dimension of the dick.
Overturned truck loses 7,700 pounds of frozen pies.
We didn't ask Burrito about his sexting relationships.
Yeah, do you sex with... Oh, you don't have to talk about your current thing.
I have before.
Yeah. Ooh.
But I have also never sent a dick pic.
What the fuck?
So do they ask you to pull it back, or I don't know? I don't know the dick pic etiquette.
Pull it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The foreskin.
You're 5'skin.
I don't have foreskin.
Well, you kind of have a weird haircut.
Oh, I have a weird haircut. Yeah.
Pull some of it back.
But we've talked about it. when it's fully erect.
You're not sending flaccid dick pics?
No, that's a crime.
You want to send it in the best light?
If they ask for a dick pic and you send a flaccid one, that is a crime.
Why?
Because it's gross.
Dude, dicks are nasty.
Full-fledged.
Yeah, but sending a picture of a flaccid dick is an attack.
Wow. I didn't know that. See, I don't know dick pic etiquette.
It's not really, but do you get what I'm putting down?
Yeah, I mean, like...
It's a disgusting thing to send. It's less disgusting than a boner.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
It's more disgusting than a boner.
Is sending a flaccid penis more disgusting than sending a raging hard boner?
Burrito.
Consensually.
Like, if a chick asks
you
for a dick pic,
show me your dick.
And you just like,
you sit it as is.
Moment.
Like, you're at work, you just like.
You don't even chub it up a little bit.
You don't slap it around a little bit. It's room temp.
Disgusting, dude.
No fever cock, just room temp.
Yeah, that seems unnecessary.
And it's sad, dude.
Well, I don't think it's disgusting, and I don't think it's like, I just think it's low effort.
It's sad, too, though. Just imagine it.
I don't think so.
Low effort? Yeah, it's definitely low effort.
Yeah, it's like the least you could have done is balloon it up a little
bit. Yeah, and she knows it's not that hard to balloon it up.
Yeah, and she knows, like, hey, I mean, like, you could have done some angles.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
You just, like, shot the fucking cell phone down your pants and took the first shot and sent it. So squished up against the camera lens.
Dude, I'm going to start sending, like, unflattering dick pics.
You should
from
get
now on.
A pane of glass. Right? And just like press ham.
Just a smush.
Press ham as if you scanned it. As if you scanned it like a fucking flatbed scanner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this what you asked for?
Send
sorry.
Flatbed scanner dick pics.
Yeah.
That's the fucking new.
Hey, you didn't specify.
I bet that gets you more action than your real dick pics.
No.
I bet you send these flatbed scanner dick of your dick gets you more action than your dick
pics. Maybe not, but I'll tell you what it will. It'll get you quality women, because if they laugh at that, that's wifey material, dude.
Yeah, that's definitely wifey material.
So that's wife mode, dude. If you do that,
you only send those on Bumble.
Yeah.
Only send your ears. Pro tip, guys. Only send your flatbed scanner dick pics on Bumble.
And guess what?
They don't get it on Tinder.
And you're filtering out a lot of shit. The shaft, dude. You're separating the wheat from the shaft.
Wheat from the shaft. There it is.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Okay.
I'm glad we circled back and asked Burrito what he thought about this.
Mom accidentally buys ticket to...
Nope. No.
All right.
No.
All right, I won't finish it.
No, it's still the... it's Arthur's.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Overturned truck loses 7,700 pounds of frozen pies on Illinois Highway.
Very important.
Yeah, this is must-have story.
This is Slam City headline news.
Top five tropes of Slam City.
If Slam City had a news site...
It's UPI.
Yeah. But no, like, if they had their own news site that they reported, it's like a legit thing, these would be like the headlines. These would be the top billing stories. And I would love to just subscribe to that fucking news site.
I would love to have a budget to spend on a helicopter to just go to be able to. Can we get helicopter footage of every one of these things?
Yeah, we need satellite footage of all the major cities to see, okay, Was there an overturned truck? Because it has to happen daily.
Somewhere, yeah. Somewhere in the
Often
world.
Often enough.
Do you think an overturned truck happens daily?
I would think
every
so.
Other
Not
day.
Necessarily filled with things like pies.
No, I think so.
And
I
hot
bet.
Dog filling.
I bet it does,
at
too.
At least one truck in the entire country every
Not
day.
Not always a lorry, but at least
do you all think, over the world.
Do you think that's a quality news feed stream?
Absolutely.
Like if somebody were to just make a whole news website dedicated to
overturnlorry.com.
If you can automate it.
Yeah.
Overturn truck
then
of the
yes.
day.
But if you're like spending a lot of time, because it's one of those things that might like blow up on Twitter, like, oh, I can't believe this thing exists.
Yeah.
But it's worth doing if it's automated. You don't have to work on it. Well, I know you didn't ask you. I don't think you were asking for a serious answer.
No, I mean like.
But it gave you one.
Yeah.
It fucking gave you one.
Could we sell ad space on overturntruck.com?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
To like car accidents.
Oh. Mack trucks?
Oh, yeah. Peterbilt.
You think
ours never turn over.
Yeah.
Like these colors never turn over.
Lot lizards.
Lot lizards.
Frozen pies, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Marie Callender.
From frozen pies to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mom accidentally buys tickets to Red Hot Chili Peppers bagpipe tribute band.
This is another show. Maybe like
it's gotta be. It's gotta be
something.
These fucking RHCP cover bands are just fucking
the
drifting.
The Chili Peppers resurface based on cover bands.
I mean, it's
they're
what
grifting.
Are the odds?
Of what? Of people fucking up and buying the wrong ticket?
To
pretty
the,
fucking high.
To well, RHCP cover bands.
Cover
only?
Bands. Then tickets mistakenly bought
I mean,
the cover
band. What is the name of this band?
Okay,
it's probably like Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Oh,
probably
that would be better than that's probably better than whatever they're actually.
Yeah,
it has to. It has to be.
Yeah,
right.
That's what it is. You guessed it right on the nose.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You guys didn't read the story?
No. Why the fuck would we read a news story?
Pipers. Actually, it's called Celtic Rock Pipes.
Oh, my
what?
God. How the fuck do you fuck
Celtic
that up?
Celtic Rock Pipes? I
never
knew
wrong.
It.
That was,
I
that's
knew
a different cover band.
Talked
I'm wrong.
They should have talked to Gemini.
They
it is the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Hey.
Is it really?
For real, yeah.
Okay,
nice.
RHCP.Scott.
Oh.
Dot
what?
Scott? Like
Scottish? Scottish. They're bagpipe players. Come on.
They don't have to be Scottish to be bagpipe players.
But they happen to be.
Sure.
I'm still looking at Heather Graham.
I'm still making this
don't
up.
Don't stop.
I can't.
Don't stop, I said.
Did you get the full frontal
like,
Boogie stop. Nights?
She got it going on. I like to call her Heather Graham Cracker because she's white.
You know, that's like the least notable thing about this, this lady.
It is Chili Pipers.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be.
I
There's
think
no
you already
other
confirmed
fucking...
it. Like twice you
I'm
said.
I'm rubbing it in.
Speaking of rubbing it in.
What?
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
This is a hard one, so come on, give him some room. Okay.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese tabletop game designer, despite not being Japanese and who randomly yells Uno no matter what card game he's playing. Let's watch Burrito as he gingerly pulls headlines from his precariously stacked tower reminiscent of a game that rhymes with Wenga, whose makers did not sponsor this segment with a segment. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
That's right.
What game would that be?
There is.
Oh, yeah. News.
Burrito's Nippon News.
These are the headlines straight from Japan. Mine's news. Nippon News.
That was like the acoustic version.
Stay from
You're
Japan
welcome.
Mines. Bro. That is free. Straight from Japan Mines.
Hey, man, these stories, I guarantee, straight from Japan Mines.
The mindiest of Japan.
Straight.
The Japan of Mines.
Never waste time arguing about what to eat for dinner again with Japan's six noodle dice.
Is it just six different noodles?
Which noodle?
Well,
Is it so, a big die, and then you put the packets on each side and roll it?
No.
That's and not all bad. Of a sudden, it's like a random noodle come out?
So the Japanese word for noodles is men.
Yeah.
Which is a homonym for the word for sides of dice.
Which, coincidentally...
Yeah, it's a pun.
Is that song, Japanese. It's Raining Men? It's actually about noodles.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
great yeah, 80s actually. Song.
Yeah.
Is Hallelujah. It an 80s song?
YMCA. So, that's 70s.
So there's six dice in this set. One of them has six noodle types. So ramen, soba, udon, yakisoba. Or spaghetti, Western style spaghetti.
Wow, I like that.
And so you Walk roll noodles. That dice and you see what noodle you're going to eat. And then the other dice have...
Topping.
Yeah, the other die have...
Is that right? I think you're right, dice. No, wait. No, dice is one?
Dice is two.
Die is one.
Die is one.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't really... I'm sorry for... I just feel bad for correcting you when there was no need for that.
No, you had it. You corrected
Absolutely
it.
No need.
But there was no need. You're right.
So each of the five types of noodles has their own die, each with five different ways to prepare that specific
type. I thought
die
were six sides.
Oh, what? Yeah. So there's only five noodles. One of the sides says noodle.
No!
One of the sides says noodle on it.
No. What? Wow.
Why are you playing that noodle? Is it random?
It's roll again?
It's like a roll again.
So there's a universe where one guy has never been able to figure out what to have for dinner because he's still rolling this die.
Really? Okay.
Keeps landing on one.
There's a universe where it keeps landing on noodle.
On noodle.
Oh, wow. God, I didn't realize these were actually kind of big.
Oh, they are pretty big.
So it's like
handful.
Ramen About packet size for each side, and you roll it? Am I still dreaming the wrong thing?
Yeah, one is noodle type, the second one is like...
Right, but you can put the packet in there... And then you roll it.
No, it's a cool idea. It's a good idea.
That's too big. Yeah.
But I like that.
That would be cool.
That's what I just invented and made $1 million, trademarked.
Made $1 million.
Yeah. But they're, you can get these dice in Capsule Toys.
Nice. Yen.
So, yeah, you can buy them and have some fun with them.
Somebody buy me a crane folded by a gyaru.
Oh, yeah.
A gyaru. Well, speaking of
gyaru.
Figuring out what you want to eat. Or not knowing what you want to eat, new wet potato chips revolutionized the snack industry.
Wait.
I get
they just put hot sauce on it?
Don't knock it until you try it, but tell me what's going on here.
Okay, so these new chips are moist.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like soft on the outside and crunchy on the inside.
Okay.
These chips, yeah. And you can make your own.
Because that's what I want to do.
How
like,
do we do
I
this?
I love... Like, instead of just going to the store and opening up a bag of chips to eat,
spending
a whole afternoon making my own chips.
It's probably... Well, it
and having them taste, like, worse than the packaged version. That's my favorite way to spend Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, honey, you want to make chips again tonight?
Could
if
we
you
not?
Can't find these,
Sorry, I already bought the potatoes.
If you
Why'd you buy multiple?
These.
Maybe you want to do multiple
They're
potato chips.
Selling off the shelves, guys, and the store brand is
so
way
you can
better
make your own.
Than the homemade
you can make
brand,
your
but
own.
This is
Oh, it's 7-Eleven. Did you say that?
Yeah, you can get them at 7-Eleven in Japan.
Aww.
Or make them at home like he's about to tell us.
Yeah.
I'm not
that
excited about that, if I didn't make that clear.
How do you do it, burrito?
You do sake, soy sauce, and sugar together in a ratio of 1:2:2.
Oh, chicken fries.
Always gotta be a ratio
thing. What potato chips are we using? Like thickness of Ruffles?
Just regular, yeah, like Ruffles
or like
potato
Lay's
chips.
Potato chips.
Oh, yeah, they look like
Munchos.
They actually kind of look like waffle fries. Yeah,
they look like waffle fries. They look like
So you soak them till they get soggy?
Yeah, you suck them so that they're slightly soggy on the outside.
Them. You gently heat
them.
This mixture.
Heat? Okay.
Then you pour it on these chips and you kind of, you know,
swash
coat
them
evenly. Then you stick them in a microwave for 8 seconds.
Oh.
Mush them up.
And then you pull
That'll take
out,
the water out of the fucking mixture. And it'll fucking caramelize. It'll caramelize the sugar.
And now you got wet chips.
You know how like my chips wet?
Something everybody wanted.
Hey, I got a question.
When you're sharing chips with somebody and they like suck all the flavor off and then put it back in? That's my favorite chip.
I love it.
No, like nacho chip Doritos without the nacho cheese on it.
So the source for these stories, know, yes. Just to go behind the curtain a little bit.
Shout talk!
It's SoraNews24.com. Yeah.
24 being hours in the day.
That's right. Now, it says, look how they spell revolutionize. New wet potato chips revolutionized the snack industry. Is this a fucking British guy? Put an S instead of a Z. I mean,
you know, maybe. A lot of other places use S.
It's fucked up, though.
Yeah, I think if it's if it has a hard
Z,
it should be a Z.
Yep, it should be a
Z. In all cases.
Yep.
It's like...
Anyways, I just never imagined... System. I thought this was someone from, like...
The Zollerism.
Can someone put this train back on the rails, please?
Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
Sure. Okay. Maybe a train that goes to Yamaguchi.
A town in Yamaguchi accidentally sends everyone's COVID-19 relief money to one person.
Noise. I wish that was the actual picture of the dude.
It's not!
Is it not? I assume that this is just a funny picture that they found. But if this guy, he actually got all the COVID money, had the foresight to fit a bathtub with all the bucks and take a picture of himself, that's King.
King, he is our king.
There were 463 households that applied for a payment of around $781 each.
Mm-hmm.
And all 462 of those households never received their money because it all went to a single person who applied.
Wait, did it go in his name?
Yeah.
Just one big check? So. Oh,
sounds like
the
worst accounting error ever.
Maybe they were all individual.
That would suck more, but I'd still cash them all.
Yeah.
It's transferred directly into his account.
Oh, beautiful.
It's $362,000 U.S., 46.3 million yen.
Wow. I don't think the story says whether or not they took it back.
I'm sure they did.
But I want to know. I want confirmation.
I mean,
these fucks.
I believe I have seen a follow-up, but that'll be for next time.
Ooh.
Saving it for next time. He's saving it for the Patreon. Sorry,
listen to that, guys. He's teasing it on the Patreon. If you guys got money, send it to us, and then maybe you'll find out. I don't need to hear the details. All we need to know is that.
Yeah, come to the Patreon. We'll answer that story, and we'll also talk about
it. Also, remind
salacious...
us about it because we probably forgot about it.
What?
If the listeners are listening to this one.
Yeah, if you're listening to this one, remind us, dude.
Remind us.
This is how you remind me.
I was just going to say that that's not the only thing that's going to be on the Patreon. Also, flaccid
pressed
dick
ham.
Pics. Pressed ham.
Pressed
from
ham.
Every host of Slam City.
And guest host. Look, we're just going to find random dudes on the street. Press ham, take
Where
pics.
Where else are you going to find dick pics?
Literally everywhere.
Okay.
Dick is, there's no value. I think we've had this conversation. All right. Good show, guys.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
This ends now!
Was that too much?
Hit him up.